800-259-9231. We launch here into the second hour of the show tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. We'll take your calls about whatever you want. And this hour, we'll start the discussion out about the banks. Sam, you had a story that that you wanted to relay, and we were kind of digging into the details during the break. It's not as bad as it first sounded, but there's a lot of shenanigans going on in the banking system, and I know that you wanted to cover a number of things that, to your understanding, are currently underfoot.
Right.
So what's happening?
Well, so one of the key telling pieces that I saw was from this notice that was sent out to Bank of America customers that said, Bank of America, the largest bank in the U.S.
6% of it's owned by the government, I think, right? Is that right? 6%?
I believe so. They yeah. got $45 billion in TARP funds, so there's a huge chunk in there. Now they're trying to return that so they can get out from under those regulations, because next year apparently they're going to restrict banks that still have TARP funds will be restricting commercial loans, and they'll have to be 75% collateralized, which is going to kill commercial loans.
Hmm.
Now, getting back to here, though, what they're saying, they sent out a notice that says they're removing FDIC insurance from their interest-bearing accounts. And like you said, we were digging into this into the break a little bit, and it looks like they're still trying to cover it for what I understand is non-interest-bearing accounts up to $250,000 under the general rules. Now, I haven't been able to find out what the general rules are for the FDIC, but I suspect what's happening here is the FDIC is really running into trouble. There have been 150 banks.
That's not speculation.
Yeah, and
at all.
They've come out and said that they ran out of money earlier this year. The number that I've heard is $8.6 billion that they're in debt bailing out all of these banks.
Well, what's the trouble? The feds can just print some more money out and bail out FDIC.
Well, FDIC is a private corporation.
Isn't it part of the Federal Reserve?
Well, yes, but again, the Federal Reserve isn't part of
private.
The government
sure.
either. So they're in the hole.
But they could just bail themselves out. The Federal Reserve could just print some more money, couldn't they?
Well, not so easily. Apparently, though, the insiders are saying that they have secretly borrowed $80 billion from the Treasury in order to stay afloat up to now. And, you know, we've had Bernanke get on in front of the Congress and say, I can't tell you where these bailout funds would go.
Man of the year.
Crash the economy. So, you know, this may be one of the things that the federal government is trying to keep under wraps, is that the FDIC is broke. Now, they're saying that 500 banks, or 520, something like that, are expected to fail next year. But again, the insiders are saying that, no, the number's over 2,025. Now, the cost to bail out...
Either way, it's bad news.
Yeah. Well, the cost to bail out these 2,000 banks is going to be $800 billion to over $1 trillion. Mm-hmm. The FDIC cannot support that, so they're expected to probably go under next year.
Well, yes. That's just it. The news was the Bank of America and State Farm and some other places have announced that the FDIC Transaction Account Guarantee Program will no longer be covering interest-bearing accounts. So interest-bearing accounts will still be covered by the FDIC's standard $250,000 insurance policy. Which, by the way, is going to change back to $100,000. It used to be $100,000. It's $250,000 through the end of 2013. Then it changes back to $100,000. Again, presuming it's all still afloat at
right.
that point in time. But so it sounded initially like they were just pulling insurance coverage entirely. That's not the case. When we looked into the Transaction Account Guarantee Program, that basically is a special insurance program that covers 100% of the funds. So if you've got $1 million in the bank in a non-interest-bearing account, that will apparently be covering that on the banks that are participating in that particular program. But it's like you say, if they're out of money and then the bank fails, well, what are you going to do? Sue the FDIC for your $250,000?
Yeah, good luck. And that's probably what's happening. They're bankrupt right now. They don't have the money to keep bailing out these banks, so they're going to have to raise insurance rates. And that might be why these guys are all of a sudden dropping coverages. They're seeing the new premiums coming out. Now, one of the other things that happened...
Well, now, don't banks have to be FDIC insured? Isn't that a mandate? Like, if you're going to go and open up a bank... You pretty much have to. You're playing with the Federal Reserve, so you...
I think that's only if you have national or federal in the title of your bank.
Really? I know I've never not seen an account that
it's pretty common.
Wasn't FDIC insured.
It's pretty common. Now, one of the other things that's related to this, this happened back in September, the federal government removed backing from money market accounts. And there was $4 trillion in money market accounts. And right after that regulation, $800 billion moved out. Now, most of that money went into bonds, which is the buying of U.S. debt to basically support more of the spending that's going on under the Obama administration. So they're using these tricks and sort of changing the laws to flow the money back into the bonds where they need it, just to keep the dollar afloat right now. So this is another sign of the, you know, cracks forming in the mm-hmm. foundation.
It's not going to last. There's only so many ways they can keep the house of cards standing.
Exactly. And you know, things are really looking pretty bad for the banking industry next year.
Yeah, I don't recommend anybody keep $100,000 in a bank account. I think that's just a risky idea in general. If the IRS decides they want to come along and snatch that up, they can do it. If the bank fails, good luck getting the money from the FDIC. If they're out of cash, you'd be better off putting it somewhere safe.
I think that the safe place to put it is gold and silver, personally. And if you don't get it at gold.freetalklive.com, get it someplace. You know, and I think that this attitude's trickling down. My wife's like, oh, I don't want to keep that much money in cash. We were talking about some finance stuff. She's like, I don't want to keep that much money in cash. Can we just get some gold from, you know, she said Midas Resources, but
right.
That's gold.freetalklive.com. And I think that that's trickling down for people. I think that they are beginning to understand that if you keep your money in cash, it's not like they're going to stop printing more and more dollars. They've been printing a whole bunch of them. They're going to continue to print a whole bunch of them.
But they're running into trouble, and the Fed is trying to pull. They've come into the banks and said, we need to pull back $1 trillion to $1.5 trillion, or we're going to face hyperinflation.
Yeah.
Right now, they're claiming, the government's saying that the inflation figure is like 1.3 or 1.6%, something like that, whereas the real inflation rate, if you count things like food and fuel, is about 7.1%.
Which they don't count in the official numbers.
They don't count, yeah. And those that next year are expected to go to 14%, the real inflation rate. So they know that they're facing hyperinflation, that they can't spend this money. So the Fed's trying to pull back this $1.5 trillion. That's why they've called in all of the TARP funds from the banks. And if you go through, you'll see Bank of America and some of the others are trying to give as much of that money back.
Well, and the bubble, the housing bubble is very useful for them, because when you get a loan from the bank and you sign the loan application, you're creating the money. You're authorizing the mm-hmm. bank to create that money from thin air, basically, to then loan to you so you can then pay it back to them. So every time a loan is created, more money enters the money supply. And if people default on those loans and those loans end up going away, then it contracts the money supply. So at the same time as all that contracting is happening from the various different foreclosures and things like that that are going on out there, they can print more money and essentially kind of balance it out. So they can get away with printing money as long as people are still, loans are being reneged on it. I mean, am I understanding that correctly? As you guys get it?
Right now, that basically money's being destroyed by the loans not being paid.
Right.
So the printing of money they can kind of get away with.
Yeah.
Plus the fact that banks are taking the money that's essentially being printed and just putting it in their vaults. They're not.
Yeah, they're holding it.
They're being very careful with loaning it out.
What's happening with some of those bailout funds is they took a portion of that. Some of it went to loans. But a lot of it was placed back on deposit with the Fed. So they were getting the money at zero to less than a percent interest rate. And then they're depositing it back with the Fed at a higher interest rate. So essentially, the Fed's giving them money for nothing and then taking the money back and paying interest to the banks. So they're getting a guaranteed income stream, all thanks to taxpayers. And, you know, now that's about to come to an end.
Oh, inflation is thanks to everybody. You don't have to be a taxpayer to be affected by inflation.
Right, yeah.
Everybody's affected as long as they're using U.S. dollars.
And there's more. It gets even worse.
That's why it's the most insidious tax. 800-259-9231, because as long as you're using their currency, they've got you by the balls, basically. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Take control of the airwaves here at 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, No legislation without representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizedDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizedDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizedDC.org.
A revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from four levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy eight flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard around the world.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Features are free, so enjoy those on us, including the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies that have taken the time to send us their validated photo to show they are indeed listeners of the program. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com, see it for yourself. And by the way, the Shrine of Female Listeners is brought to you by Manchester Brewing at manchesterbrewing.com.
How would you like to get a non-lethal weapon into the hands of your loved one this holiday season with the stopping power that rivals that of a handgun? It's a Tiger Light. It's an incredibly bright flashlight with an integrated pepper spray. its high-level utility comes from the fact that it is out and in your hand, unlike other weapons, and there's no expectation by the perp that you actually have a weapon. It's the Tiger Light. You can get one today at tiger.freetalklive.com. It's a special Christmas raid over there at tiger.freetalklive.com.
All right, we continue here. Sam, was there more banky kind of money stuff you wanted to talk about?
There's a couple things, but if
we'll get to that. Well, okay. First, let's go to Sean in the UK. Sean, you're on Free Talk Live with you and Sam and Mark.
Yeah, how are you doing?
Super, Sean. What's on your mind tonight?
Oh, fantastic. I say, I'm so glad that it finally got through and whatnot. I was hoping to impart a few things from the UK, obviously. From the US, you don't hear, you know, many of the... you hear slight things that happen in the UK or EU, but obviously not the majority of it. And I was just looking at ringing up, and I was just saying a few things that are going on here. For example, you know, the Copenhagen Treaty and all the rest of it.
Sure.
Over here, we've got these... we've got the scientists, and basically it's government-funded and all the rest of it.
Sure.
Well, what's not well known to the people is, obviously, these government-backed scientists, the only reason why they're backing the whole thing of the global climate change and all the rest of it is simply because they are funded by the government agencies.
It's certainly a very persuasive point for them. I mean, if you are being hired by the government to investigate whether or not the humans are causing so-called global climate change, you're going to have a very serious financial interest in finding out exactly what the government wants you to find out.
Exactly. I mean, that's the way that I look at it. I mean, if you're given a four-year initiative, and then after the first year you can't come up with the results, obviously your funding's going to get cut, so you've got to come up with some results that actually conclude that there is man-made climate change coming towards that.
Right, yeah. Similar to how pollsters can essentially garner certain responses based on the questions that they ask people, scientists can also twist numbers based on the way they want to present them.
I'm a big believer in the scientific method. I'm just really, really skeptical when it comes to this whole global warming thing.
Yeah, it's garbage.
I mean, I'll say there's a big thing within the UK, and it's not well known, but for example, during the 16th, 17th century, the River Thames froze over for 50 years every single winter. And what's is well seen, especially the problem is Western scientists, especially American and UK, compared to, say, the Chinese and the Russian scientists who have actually gone through calamities where things have happened like that, they're more passive and, less acknowledging of natural things. And they prefer it that, you know, rather than actually being able to say, oh, we can't explain it, they have to put into effect this thing that, yes, we can explain it's human caused, it's CO2, it's our problem.
They're cherry picking the data. They're going around the world looking for spots where there is extreme weather, and they're using that in their models. They are changing the source code. They've been caught importing data and then doing modifications to adjustments to it to account for whatever, and then throwing away the source data, and they only keep their modified data set. I used to work in data warehousing for a decade, and we would never do something like that. You keep your original measurements because, you know, you can derive anything you want from those from then on.
Sean, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Let's talk to Lisa, listening in New Jersey. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Lisa.
Hi, guys. I have a question. I'm a new farmer, so I'm actually looking into buying a state-owned property. It's under a preserved farmland program. And so you start looking into the deed restrictions and such, and they had some unusual provisions in there. For one thing, the state comes once a year to inspect your property to make sure that you're actually using it as it's intended, and they submit a report. Okay, then they said something about, okay, if you buy this property, you're not, that doesn't mean you get the rights to the water for the property. And then they passed this other law that they claim is being passed nationwide, that we're one of the last states to do it. What it says is that your animals can't access what they call the waters of the states. They can't have uncontrolled access to it. So if you have a stream on your property, they want to control the access to it. It can't be near certain things, and it has to, like if it's in a pasture, some of that should be fenced or have some sort of buffer strip there. And my question for the state, you know, when I went to the meeting was, what do you mean by the waters of the state? They said, well, the definition's in there. They said any flowing water and the groundwater. So they're claiming water rights, and they're also...
So you can't even pull water from a well?
Somehow they have some kind of jurisdiction under it. And everywhere I look, it's pretty vague. And so the state said to me, oh, look, we don't have the budget or the staff to go out and investigate everything. You know, don't worry about it. But however, they want us to fill out an 11-page report about how we handle animal waste with relation to the waters of the state. And they said you don't have to hand it in. You just have to keep it there on file. But you hand in a declaration page saying that you've done this plan so that anytime someone needs to investigate it, then it's there. You already have it.
Oh, but don't worry. We never will come out and mess with you. Go ahead. Buy our property.
Unless you do or say something they don't like, then they're going to come after you and use all of these regulations against you.
Exactly.
And you've read these things. You might think you understand them, but you're not interpreting the way they're going to interpret them. And the way they will use it is in the most insane ways you can think of. I mean, these are a way to control people to get whoever they want in there on the property. Property and
the stuff that they're saying in here is ridiculous enough that they own all the water on your land. But the stuff that what Sam's pointing out is you won't even know the things that they're going to hit you with. And you'll look at the law and you'll say, look, that doesn't say that, does it? And they'll interpret it entirely differently.
What they're saying it means is different from what was written.
Yeah.
That's what really was blowing me away. But the sad thing is that the only affordable farmland is state owned. That's everything else is ridiculous, outrageous price.
Hmm.
So, like, what do I do? Do I go to another state, or is this happening nationally?
I don't know. I'm not in the market for farmland. It's a good question. I would say, yeah, look around. There's got to be something out there. It doesn't sound to me like, I mean, it seems like you'd be taking the 30 pieces of silver in this particular case, that this would be a deal with the devil, if you will. I think it would be worth it.
You've got to deal with the state no matter what you do.
But this is an excessive level of it.
It does sound a little scary to me. I'd be careful is what all I can say.
Maybe look up here in New Hampshire. I know a lot of the ground is granite, but there's still some growable areas up here. Thanks for the call and good luck out there, Lisa. Appreciate hearing from you tonight at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
This is Big John Lipscomb. World government and all its tyranny is rapidly approaching. The choices you make today will determine your level of suffering and freedom tomorrow. I have two solutions for you, so you and your family can stay strong and free. PatriotFood.com. 135 pounds of long-lasting dehydrated food in 25 varieties. That's one-fourth the cost of many freeze-dried offers of the same weight. And SurvivalistSeeds.com, where I just released my best offer ever. 7,000 heirloom vegetable seeds, 30 varieties of vegetables. That's over 4 pounds of seed, and I ship it in a time capsule so they will last decades. And now you can get a second for a $60 savings. PatriotFood.com and SurvivalistSeeds.com. Anything else is just a copycat.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. See your doctor for checkups and call for a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is a natural supplement that helps your body support prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201. This offer is for one free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited to take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it is Ian with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And those features, by the way, include updates. You can get signed up, and we'll keep you in the loop via email whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Just go to updates.freetalklive.com to get on the list for free. That's updates.freetalklive.com. Now, are you frustrated with the lack of freedom where you live? I can tell you I was back when I lived in Florida. Are you tired of the oppressive state intruding into your business and personal life? Well, if you knew that thousands of liberty-oriented people were all moving to the same place and getting active, would you join them? You can. Just join the Free State Project at freestateproject.org. We've all done it. In fact, we've already made the move here to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. So learn more and get signed up at freestateproject.org. As we continue here, again, we'll take your phone calls about anything. Last night we had a call, I think it was from Cindy. She called in to ask about, it was Cindy in Indiana, had called in to ask about a debt collector. Somebody had called her house claiming that she owed over $300, and when she asked them, well, what is this in regards to? Which would be the first question I would ask if I didn't know what someone was talking about, and they said, oh, you owe this money. Well, what are you talking about? Oh, give me some evidence. They didn't have it. They couldn't show her anything. They couldn't tell her where the debt came from. They just could say they bought the debt from somebody.
Yeah, they bought a bunch of debt, and your name was in it, so...
Pay up. And she wanted to know about that, and of course, none of us are experts. We're certainly not lawyers. We don't know these things. But we do have Jason Osborne from SACL CAI, and SACL CAI is a debt collections company.
Now, among other things.
They collect with respect, and they do things differently. And if you do have accounts that you need to be taken care of, get in touch with Jason over at SACL CAI. You can see their banner on our website. It's the top banner on the banner column. But he wasn't listening live, but he heard later on via podcast Cindy's call, and he took the time to write a response. So I'm going to share that with you here, and we'll get back to your calls. Jason says, For, in case any future callers want to use your show for debt consultation, first, Dale, you can absolutely get a judgment against you for credit card debt. This will lead to property liens or wage garnishment or simply having money sucked out of your bank account. I guess Dale had said otherwise on the show. I don't recall exactly what he said. But
something about signature loans or something.
Regarding the lady with the 8-year-old bill, that was Cindy, this happens all the time. It's more likely not a scam in that the folks are not lying, are likely not lying to her. Check out the agency and see how long they've been members of the ACA, acainternational.org, obviously some industry group. If they're in good standing and have been around a while, then they very likely run a clean shop. There are some fly-by-night operations that pop up from time to time to engage in naughty practices, but they will typically shut down within a few months and reopen under a different name. With old accounts like this, oftentimes the documentation just isn't available. For whatever reason, it just gets lost or becomes prohibitive to keep around. Also, when a but you know, she did not only just get documentation, they wouldn't even tell her word one about what
it was. They didn't seem to know.
Yeah, that seems a little strange to me. But he says, oftentimes it's not available. It's prohibitive to keep around in many cases. Also, when a debt ages beyond the statute of limitations for legal action, the only way that bill is getting paid is if the consumer feels like paying it. Having the statement is not going to have much effect on average. Most people will remember the bills they owe you or they owe if you remind them without having to see an itemization of charges. Keep in mind that as far as this agency knows, the chance of you paying this bill is roughly 0.33%. Wow, I think, he says. I know as consumers, we like to think that folks should just send us a bill whenever we ask for one, but consider their point of view. As far as they know, if they were to be able to send you a statement, the probability of you paying does not increase substantially. So the only thing they can do is call and see if you feel like paying. If you don't, or if you want further information, or you don't remember what the bill is, then they'll just move on to something else and not bother you. It simply is not worth their effort to deal with you.
I agree with that. However, I do think that a credit, you know, I can imagine what it was like for this lady. I have a $350 debt for what? We don't know.
We can't tell you.
We don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know either. You want me to pay a debt I don't know about? Well,
right.
We bought it with a bunch of other debt. So yes, we do like you to pay for it. Sorry. I just need to know what it is. You know, that's just not good enough as far as I'm concerned.
I agree with you completely. And he goes on to say that if by some chance they do bother you again, you can either take comfort in the fact that they're wasting resources on you, or if you don't want to be bothered anymore, just send a letter requesting collections efforts to cease. The written letter is like the silver bullet for collection agencies. The only thing they can do afterward is take you to court. But in this case, the statute of limitations is up. So not only that, but the balance is not high enough to warrant the legal costs. So pretty much ignore these people, you know? Hey, look, if you can't tell me what this is about, then I don't want to talk to you. And if they keep bugging you, he says, just write them a letter. Apparently that will keep them off your back. So there you have it from Jason Osborne at SACL CAI, a little bit of debt collection advice from the expert. 800-259-9231 is the number. Let's go to your phone calls. Amp line, unscreened call. You're on Free Talk Live.
This is the Christian Anarchist.
What's on your mind tonight, Gene?
Tickets.
Okay.
Traffic tickets. My wife can never get at one.
She can never get one?
She can never get a traffic ticket.
Really? Well, even if she tries to get one, she can't get one?
She just got pulled over doing 59 and a 45, and the cop let her walk.
Is she cute? Lots of cleavage?
Well, of course. She's cute. She doesn't have any cleavage. She's a Chinese. What do you want?
Okay.
But
Chinese people
have doctor.
Does she cry?
No, she's a doctor.
Okay.
Oh, this is the extended part of the thin blue line.
In the car, she's got her white coat, and she's got her little badge that says, you know, she's, approved to go into the hospital here, the local hospital.
Mm-hmm.
So that's all she needs, and usually she shows those two things, and the cops just let her go.
That's great.
So it just goes to show you what a scam tickets are. They're only for the the connected people can walk. But if you're just a worker bee and you don't have any kind of connections, look out, because they're going to they're going to rake you over the coals charge you $300 that you can't afford to
bend
pay.
Over.
There's badges like this all over. I know that, you know, the local firefighters here, the people that work in the fire department as volunteers, they want to have badges for their vehicles, things that let police officers know, hey, I'm a firefighter.
You're one of you.
Need for a ticket here.
Yeah.
And like, and you don't necessarily even have to be one of them. If you're somebody that they consider is somebody that they will need your services in the future, they're gonna cut you some slack. In fact, there was a time when we got pulled over for speeding again, and I was driving, but my wife was in the car next to me. She showed her white coat and her badge, and she said, "Officer, I'm in a hurry to get to the whatever." And he says, "But now he didn't cut me loose. He didn't say to me that I don't get a ticket, but he did say that I can give you a ticket for five over, which was like $30 or something. I just paid it.
Yeah.
For that, I'm not even going to bother to try and fight it. But it just goes to show you what a scam the whole system is. And
sure
I just wanted to share that with everybody tonight.
Thanks for doing that, Gene. Appreciate hearing from you tonight.
You are welcome.
Yes, sir. 800-259-9231. We've got a guy up here, Josh. He's actually an occasional co-host on the show. I'm hoping to get him in next week for one of our non-Mark shows. Mark, you're going to be leaving, by the way. Tomorrow is your last show. You're not going to be here all next week.
As bad as I sound, I probably shouldn't have come in tonight.
You're right. Josh, who is going to be going to court in early January over some sort of... I don't have the exact charge in front of me right now. It has to do with a license plate not being on appropriately or something like that. Some sort of issue there. Anyway, he's considering just going to jail. I mean, he's not going to pay the fine. And whether it was a $30 fine or a $300 fine, he's not going to pay it. So he's expecting to spend a week in jail.
You know, it's how much?
I don't know. A week in jail.
A friend of mine here locally decided, you know, I'm not going to pay for this parking ticket. Got one of those parking in the street tickets, and he went to jail for 8 hours. I mean, my God, they put a guy in jail for what it was, a $15 or $25 ticket for 8 hours? Well, it wasn't even worth processing him in, feeding him, and processing him out.
Yeah.
What a stupid system.
It is. 800-259-9231. If more people chose to refuse to obey, to refuse to pay them, then it would bankrupt the system. More coming up. You can bring up whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Carnation Evaporated Milk, the cooking milk that makes life richer. For rich and creamy recipes, visit us at thecookingmilk.com. We all have our roster of recipes, but eating the same dishes over and over becomes boring. Instead of throwing them out and starting from scratch, play with different ingredients to give new flavor to old standards. Try Thai spices instead of your usual Italian seasonings. That just might do the trick. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Give me liberty or give me death. Patrick Henry uttered those words in 1775. He died just 24 years later. You can avoid his fate by subscribing to Liberty, a national journal of libertarian opinion, news, investigation, and intellectual exploration. Liberty isn't just current events. In every issue, you can expect to see reflections, reviews, and reporting that challenge the individual mind. Get Liberty now with a free trial issue at libertyunbound.com and avoid an untimely meeting with the Grim Reaper.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hi, this is Steve Shank. Alex and I have talked about food security for your family for years. Now we're into the holiday season, the happy time of year when friends and family come together, and food is always the expression of our shared love and caring. This year, the eFoods Holiday Special Food Supply has the two things that you've asked for most. Easy-to-make prepared meals that taste great, and a smaller-than-one-year supply for greater affordability. I don't have to tell you that the troubled times and loss of freedoms that we only anticipated in 2008 have arrived in our lives with a vengeance. This holiday special is designed to bring peace and security to you and yours, and comes with a free 7-day responder for you to give to someone less fortunate. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web efoodsdirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. We here at eFoods Direct wish you peace, security, and plenty this holiday season.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything dialing toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And by the way, if you enjoy this program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, go and become a Free Talk Live amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We'll take that money and reinvest it into the show and get on more radio stations across the country. Just announced a new radio station today via email at the updates list at updates.freetalklive.com. The new station is in Waco, Texas, which kind of an interesting place for a show like Free Talk Live to be, considering the history of what happened down there.
I'm sure the people of Waco really love the idea that the first thing you think of is some military standoff.
The first thing I think of, man. That's what put Waco on the map, isn't it?
I don't know. I must admit, I'd heard the name before, but yeah. I don't know about what.
So we're down there, and we're actually on the FM band. So thanks to everybody at the Free Talk Live Amplifier for helping make that possible. It's our 61st radio station, and they'll be joining us for Saturday nights, taking a couple of our 3 hours. And by the way, if you want to learn how to, another way to help Free Talk Live is to go to promote.freetalklive.com. There's a list of things that you can do to help get Free Talk Live on more stations and in more ears, and thereby spreading the message of freedom. So again, promote.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Mark. You got a story about pre-kindergarten and long hair. What happened?
Well, this is coming from sphere.com. Balch Springs, Texas. It's dated yesterday, December 17th. Taylor Pugh has been suspended from pre-kindergarten because he likes his hair a little on the floppy side. The four-year-old sat with a teacher's aide in a suburban Dallas school library Wednesday while his friends played and studied together in a classroom. "They kicked me out of that place," said Taylor, who prefers the nickname Tater Tot. "I miss my friends. This is such a cute little boy in his little overalls here. He's 4 years old, and his haircut, I wouldn't call it long. It's more Beatles-ish. You know, it's not...
It's down to his ears.
Yeah, it's floppy. Floppy's a good description of it." Taylor's locks, long on the front and sides, covering his earlobes and shirt collar, violate the school's district's dress code. He's been punished with in-school suspension since late last month.
I didn't know that your hair was considered dress.
His parents say the boy plans to eventually cut his hair and donate it to the charity that makes wigs for cancer patients.
Good for him. That's what I did with mine when I cut it.
And they're not happy with the district's rules. "The school district appears more concerned about his hair than his education," said Taylor's father.
Well, it sounds like
Delton Pugh. "I don't think it's right to hold a child down and force him to do something when it's not hurting him or affecting his education."
Now wait, this is government. Pre-K? I didn't know the government was doing preschool. I didn't realize.
The government wants to expand its purview as far as they can.
I know they wanted that. I heard they were talking about it, but I didn't realize it was actually happening.
And certainly in some places it is. It isn't going on every place.
Wow.
Pew said that he used to shave his own head, but that his son made me a pinky promise that I would let him grow, my hair grow long with him.
So dad and son both growing their hair long.
Yeah, and I guess they're probably both going to donate it to the
cancer kids.
Right, the, what is it? I can't remember.
Locks of Love.
Yeah. The Focile fight came to a head last month when Taylor's parents received a signed letter from Floyd Elementary's principal threatening to withdraw the boy from school if his hair didn't comply with district standards. When Taylor's parents didn't budge, their son was suspended.
Wow.
When the boy returned, his hair was longer than ever. The school officials decided suspension was too harsh and changed the punishment. They still have regular classroom work, but in an isolated environment,
wow.
Mesquite Independent School District spokesperson Ian Halperin said of the modified in-school suspension that Taylor was serving, "We expect students to adhere to the code of conduct."
If you can't look like we say a boy is supposed to look, we're not going to allow you to socialize with anybody.
And we don't care what your parents pay for the school.
Right. Well, they're obligated to pay, so why should they care?
So, you know, people, this is coming from the standpoint that you're schooling is a privilege. And I agree that being schooled is a privilege. However, I don't think that when I'm forced to pay for it, as these people are through either rent or property taxes, that it then is no longer a privilege. If you make me pay for it, my kid gets to go, and you don't get to say anything about his hair.
This is one of the most bizarre dress code rules I've heard of. That they have certain hair rules? I mean, I've never heard of such a thing before.
In my school, you couldn't have
like a mohawk or
colored,
something?
Right? You couldn't have mohawk shaved down to the scalp. You couldn't have your hair colored in some odd fashion. So you know, they had rules where
my
I was.
My brother had a mullet that was down to the shoulder blades in the back. This was during the '80s. Come on, and you know he was fine going to school that way back then, but he could not play football was the thing because it hung out of the helmet or something.
Well, you know that makes some sense. You don't want one of the other teammates to grab you by the hair.
Right.
And
NFL they play with long hair now, so.
Yeah, but we're talking about kids here. I mean, those guys are professionals. They're getting paid to take certain risks. You probably want to minimize the amount of damage that can be done to a team of junior boys or whatever.
If they sign a document that says that they're signing away, you know, whatever rights it is that they have, rights, I mean, whatever claim that they might have.
I still don't blame them for having that particular policy. That's for football teams. I don't think that's a safety issue there. But as far as if you're just, just toting books from class to class as a regular student, I happen to find that pretty outrageous.
According to the district
dress code. As someone who had long hair at one point.
Boys' hair must be kept out of the eyes and cannot extend below the bottom of earlobes or over the collar of a dress shirt. Hairstyles designed to attract attention to the individual or disrupt the orderly conduct of classroom or campus are not permitted. The district is known for standing tough on its dress code. Earlier this year, a seventh grader in the district was sent home for wearing black skinny pants. His parents chose to homeschool him.
That's girls' pants, right?
I guess. I mean, that's what it used to be, but now they make the guys' pants that same way.
Oh, really?
I think they may call them rocker pants, too.
Okay.
Which, no rockers that I knew at any time.
This is basically about, this isn't about it being distracting. The idea that a boy having long hair is somehow distracting is ludicrous. When I had long hair, I was mistaken for a woman frequently, you know? So it's not like it was distracting to anybody. Confusing a bit, perhaps, but it certainly isn't distracting.
You could throw the whole classroom off with the length of your hair, son.
Yeah, this is just about this kind of conservative gender role that people think that, you know, boys have to like blue and girls have to like pink and boys have to have short buzz cut, Mr. Buzz cut style hair and girls have to have long hair. Do they have another rule that is sort of the reverse for girls? Do girls have to have long hair at this school?
I suspect not. No one would put up, that's a sexist rule. Come on.
I don't think it would be shocking to find out that they did have that rule. Consider all things considered.
No, I don't think that they would have that rule. That doesn't even make sense.
Well, why? Why wouldn't that make sense? Girls are supposed to have long hair. Boys are supposed to have short hair. That's where this rule comes from, right?
Girls have, I'm sorry, girls getting away with short hair much longer than guys have been getting away with long hair.
What do you mean by that?
well, women's hairstyles have been shorter and longer. No, I don't know.
Men have had long hair in many cultures for a long
time. Ludicrous. I'm not saying that, look, Ian, I think anybody should be able to have whatever, they can grow a rooster on their head as far as I'm concerned. I'm just telling you that it's much less likely, even in, you know, silly podunk Texas, that they might say that women can't have short haircuts.
I would say that these people have grounds for a lawsuit here. As far as discrimination is concerned, clearly, if that's the case, if they're discriminating and they're saying that, well, girls can have long hair but boys can't, then it seems like a pretty cut and clear case.
I don't know. I think the school district is going to fall back on, well, this is our policy. But
it's discrimination. The government's not supposed to be discriminating.
Yeah, but government's not supposed to be a lot of things, but they do it anyway.
That's true. Yeah.
So are you telling me schools have uniforms that boys should be able to wear the short blue checkered skirts?
Yeah, you bet.
Yeah, that's going to go well.
I don't know. You're right. Maybe it would just completely fall on its face, but it might be something worth looking into as far as if you could find a lawyer to take it pro bono to go at it.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
It's pretty outrageous.
Lawyers are dying to go pro bono, man.
You're kidding.
Yes,
that, right?
I am.
Some people
want to get paid for their work.
Right. Well, you understand they get paid in the settlement. The idea is that when you bring a case
that's
like that...
That's not pro bono, man.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought pro bono meant they take the case without charging you and they get paid on a settlement.
No, pro bono means they take it for free.
Okay, what does it mean when they get paid on the settlement later?
They get paid on the settlement. I don't know.
No, there's a term for that.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, well, you don't pay up front. You go and you pitch the idea to them, and the lawyer says, yeah, I think I can take that case, and you don't have to pay anything. If they lose, you don't pay anything. If they win, they get a probably fairly hefty cut of whatever the amount is. And in this case, I don't think these folks necessarily should be looking for money just to change this outrageous policy. But then again, how much hassle is it to go through something like that? And, you know, what kind of stress is a lawsuit like that going to put on the family? Is it worth it? I don't know. But still, it's an outrageous case. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything. And the worst part, of course, is that they can't do anything beyond use the system. They can't do anything except for bring a lawsuit because, well, they have to pay for the system. So if they don't like the rules, it doesn't matter. They have to pay for it, or else they'll get their house stolen from them. More coming up. Hour 3 is on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest new and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.